John Blake presents Kitty's Salon, Sex, Spying and Surveillance in the Third Reich. Written by Nigel Jones, Urs Brunner and Dr. Julia Schrammel. Read by Thomas Judd. Author's Foreword. The legend of Salon Kitty is well known to historians, filmmakers, cinema-goers, and indeed to anyone taking more than a passing interest in Nazi Germany. But until now, verifiable facts have been few, and myths, rumours, and legends have accumulated. The bare bones of the story go something like this. Salon Kitty was a well-known and exclusive Berlin brothel catering to high-class VIP clients both under the Weimar Republic and after Hitler's rise to power. Shortly before the outbreak of the Second World War, it was converted by the Nazi secret services into a sophisticated listening post to spy on VIP visitors, both foreign and domestic, using a combination of sophisticated hidden microphone bugs and specially trained amateurs, spy prostitutes who would extract indiscreet information from their clients during pillow talk accompanying their erotic encounters. Variously described by historian Hans-Peter Bloyel as the Third Reich's most prominent establishment of love for sale, by the Der Spiegel journalist Fritz Rumler as a high-class brothel, and by documentary film director Rosa von Praunheim simply as a place for spies to meet, the truth about the establishment's history and functions has proved tantalizingly elusive. According to Peter Norden, the pseudonym of journalist Joseph Fritz, author of the only previous book on the story, Madame Kitty, 1973, which was the basis for the notorious Nazi sexploitation film Salon Kitty, 1976, the brothel was utilized by the Nazi secret service under Reinhard Heydrich to spy on their friends and enemies after the brothel's owner and manager, Kitty Schmidt, was brutally coerced into cooperating with the project. The brothel was already up and running when the Nazis first took an interest in it, and its owner was no ordinary madam, but an intelligent and sophisticated socialite at the heart of interwar Berlin society. If we are to believe Norden's account, Kitty was compelled into this clandestine collaboration after being brutalized in a cell at the notorious HQ of the Nazi secret police and security apparatus in Berlin's Prinz Albrechtstrasse, where she was threatened with being sent to a concentration camp if she did not cooperate. The originator of the plan to convert the brothel into a listening post and surveillance center was Reinhard Heydrich himself. The cruel, ruthless, and utterly amoral Heydrich was creator and chief of the Reichssicherheitshauptamt, Reich Security Main Office, or RSHA, an umbrella organization under which he was combining all the rival security and secret police arms of the Reich into one monstrous maw of repression and terror. Heydrich's plan for Salon Kitty was simple. His intention was to employ specially trained prostitutes to pull a Mata Hari-style stunt, not only on important foreign diplomats and visitors, but also on the Nazi Party's own top leaders and officials. The sex workers would extract information from their clients' conversations, which, unknown to them, would also be picked up on concealed state-of-the-art listening devices, recorded on wax discs or newly developed magnetic tapes, and constantly monitored by a team of SS technicians installed in the brothel's basement. Urs Brunner first stumbled on this astonishing story in 2011 to 2012 when his film production company, Angel and Bear Productions, was approached by the film producer Mark Boot, who was considering making a new film of the story. He was looking for a business partner to develop and produce the movie, and his pitch was persuasive. Mark's portfolio included owning the licensing rights for the films of the Italian director Tinto Brass, including his 1976 movie Salon Kitty, dubbed by the Frankfurter Allgemeine Zeitung newspaper as the most sophisticated of all trash movies about the Nazis. We were encouraged to pursue the story because at the time, film and television producers were showing renewed interest in Berlin during the interwar years. Though perennially fascinating,
Sample complete. Ready to continue?